Hey, hey, hey! Welcome to day 12 of Podmas. It's the final day. I am feeling so much better. Not amazing. That's a ridiculous thing to say. I'm feeling so much better. I don't sound better, probably, but I think I sound worse than I am. I'm just making some coffee. Oh, where's what I need? What I need is not here. And just thinking about Christmas, I'm doing some meal planning for Christmas, which ties in nicely to, I'm so sorry, I'm really distracted because I'm trying to find bits and pieces to make my coffee, and the kitchen is a bit of a mess, which stresses me out. Toasters and crumbs. They just get everywhere, don't they? It's so annoying. So I'm meal planning for Christmas because this year, the first year ever, Ollie and I are not going to various different relatives' houses. We are staying in Brighton in our own house. And initially, we actually didn't invite anybody, but they sort of invited themselves. So, which is absolutely fine. It'll be lovely. But our family aren't vegan, and they're quite, especially Ollie's family, they're very anti-vegan. So they're really lovely people, but they are very anti-vegan. So that will be interesting. But when we've been to their house, it's very much our house, our rules, and we had to make our own food last Christmas, so there won't be any meat in the house, and they're just going to have to eat vegan, which will be interesting. But they're not coming until after Christmas, but my mum, who is also not vegan, but she's so chilled out, she's not even remotely anti-vegan. And when we go to her house, she, bless her, she buys in loads and loads of vegan stuff for us. She's a good host. So she's going to be with us Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then she leaves on Boxing Day, and then we have a couple of days by ourselves, just the three of us, and then Ollie's parents arrive for just a night, I think. And I actually think they said that they would babysit, so I think they're only here for a night, and then they won't even require feeding. I think Ollie's brother is also coming, so yeah. I don't think we'll go out for a date night if Ollie's brother is here as well, so who knows what we'll do. But if they're in, I need to plan to cook for quite a lot of people. And I am not a natural hostess. I actually wrote a blog post about how to host a vegan dinner party. Which I was challenged to do for a sponsored post. So it was quite interesting for me to think about the things that I need to plan for. But a bit more about how I Christmas. I mean, I don't know how I Christmas at the moment because we're doing it a whole different way, and we're super excited to merge both of our favourite bits of Christmas and add in some new traditions, because this is Anais's second Christmas. Yeah, her second Christmas. But her first Christmas, she was only, 10 months old, something like that. So she was she didn't know what, she could sit up, but she couldn't walk. And she was so funny. She could sit up, but we had to always put pillows behind her because she was always falling backwards. So, bless her little heart, she was not really up to much, and she was still napping for about 4 hours a day. Also, this time last year, I think it was like literally this time last year, I was in hospital. I went to hospital in an ambulance because I had a kidney infection that was left untreated and became something called pyelonephritis, which is It's basically just a Greek word, I think, that just means a kidney infection that travels up. And yeah, I was really, really poorly, really poorly. And I, yeah, couldn't hold any antibiotics down, so I had to go into A&E, and they saw me. It was crazy, actually. They saw me so quickly. I guess because it, now when I look back, probably because it was really serious. It wasn't serious in that I don't, you know, it wasn't serious. It's best not to think about it, really, because I'm absolutely fine now. But I was put on a drip, and I had to stay in hospital for a few days. I came out, they let me come out and then come back in for my antibiotics, but in the time that I was without antibiotics, I got loads worse. And the infection came back, but it came back stronger. So, yeah, last Christmas was really, really strange for me because I was still really poorly. I was in a different environment. I wasn't able to be at home. I was really weak, and Ollie's parents' house is lovely, but it's really cold. So I was really cold. I was really poorly. I had a baby who had only just started sleeping through the night. But she was in a new environment, so she was not very happy, basically. Oh, and we had a wedding to go to on the 30th or 30th? Yeah, on the 30th, which was mad. And then on the 31st, we drove all the way back to London. I can't even remember what we did on New Year's Eve. Nothing, I don't think. I'm pretty sure we did absolutely nothing. But yeah, and the year before that, we were in Paris for Christmas, and I was very pregnant, and it was amazing. I loved it. Being in Paris for Christmas was probably one of my favourite things, and I definitely think that next year we might even think about going away for Christmas somewhere hot. Because I'm not wedded to it being cold. I'm not one of those people who likes to be, you know, have a white Christmas or whatever. Things that I like about Christmas are hanging out with lots of people, doing no work. Watching EastEnders is a must for me, even if I don't watch it all year round. I used to always jump in September and try and catch up. But this year, I'm just going to watch a couple of episodes here and there in the run-up to Christmas, just to, you know, get my juices flowing, get the intrigue going. And I like to watch The Queen's Speech, but it's not a must watch for me. And I just like to have lots of food and lots of coziness. Coziness in the way of watching Love Actually, or watching The Snowman, or, you know, like watching lovely films. And I don't know if anyone remembers, but for me, one of the best Christmas films is the Santa Claus, Santa Claus the Movie. That really reminds me of my youth and Christmas. Dudley Moore's in it, and I can't remember who else. But yeah, Dudley Moore plays the head elf, I think. It's so good, it's so, so good. It's very American and very 90s, early 90s. Think A Neverending Story, that kind of vibe. Yeah, it's great. Everyone's wearing sort of Fruit of the Loom neon jumpers and like straight cut high waist jeans. It's just brilliant. So that's probably what I'll try and do this year. But really, I don't... Oh, yeah. Actually, I should tell you about a Christmas tradition that Ollie wants to bring to our lives. Swimming in the sea on Christmas Day. We have definitely talked about going for a walk, because I do like to do that on Christmas Day. Or just quite a lot, actually, over Christmas. I love to go for family walks, and family walks that end up in the pub are ideal. I love that. I just think it's really, really nice. Also, one Christmas, the Christmas after my dad died, we had Christmas dinner in the pub, and it was so weird. The reason that we did it was because we wanted it to be very different to our normal Christmas, so that it didn't feel sad or nostalgic, or, you know, it was quite a difficult one, especially for my mum. But that was really weird. Because, yeah, I don't know, and I'm sure lots of people do this, go and have Christmas dinner, Christmas Day in the pub. But, yeah, it felt really strange. And there was loads of us, absolutely loads of us. And it was really expensive as well. That's another thing to remember. So, what am I going to eat on Christmas Day? I wonder if you're asking this. You probably don't care. I think we're doing something really cool. So we get a Riverford veg box, which I love. It's really, really good. I don't like that sometimes there's plastic in it, but they take it back and they upcycle it. So it works for us. And they do a Christmas box, which we've already ordered. And they're doing a vegan Christmas box, which is great because it just takes out loads of the faff and the value is brilliant. So it's basically everything you need for your Christmas dinner. We're going to have to add to it a little bit because we've got more guests than we expected. But essentially it's a nut roast and all the trimmings, and I'll probably make a fake cauliflower cheese with vegan cheese, which we eat quite a lot, and it's delicious. We'll make some Yorkshire puddings, some vegan Yorkshire puddings, and there's Christmas pudding and vegan mince pies that are palm oil free, that I'm excited about. And I'm going to make some extra mince pies, because you just can't get enough mince pies, I don't think. What else am I going to make? I'll probably do a big tofu scramble on Christmas Day morning, and we'll have Bucks Fizz. I don't even like Bucks Fizz. I don't know why I said that. We'll probably just have Prosecco and loads of coffee, and then just keep eating throughout the day. That's what it's all about for me. It's just constant nibbles, constant coziness, muchos fun. I don't know why I said muchos. Also, I think it's mucho. I don't know. I'm giddy with excitement that I feel a bit better. So I've gone over the 12 minutes, but I just wanted to say a massive thank you to everybody who participated, either by listening to Podmas, sharing Podmas, DMing me to say how much you enjoyed it, to somebody called the Tokyo Chapter who listened to the Podmas episode where I was saying that I'm scared to travel with Anais and sent me a brilliant blog post all about how to travel with a toddler. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Loads of you have done things like that. And to those of you who shared Podmas prompts either on your podcast or on Instagram, I can't thank you enough. You've made it really special and I've enjoyed every second. So not much to say really. I'm signing off here, but Monday morning expect a brand new What She Said podcast episode. It's with Barb from her Internest, and it's a really, really good one. Barb is amazing. So yeah, I'll speak to you then. Bye.